from James Driscoll in the Mindway at gmail.com. Date: Tuesday, May 25, 2021, 11:55 a.m. Subject: Mr. Noonan, tracking shows me you're active interested in what I am sending. I need urgent assistance, sir. To timothy.noonan@hhs.go. HIPAA guidelines. Posted on November 27, 2019. Timothy Noonan is the new Office for Civil Rights Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy. Timothy Noonan is the Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy as announced by the Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights, OCR. Mr. Noonan, are you aware of the events and matters that placed you to have had a response to my case within HHS reporting? If not, I will pull the document you signed, sir. I am not very happy to the events that had transpired then and into now. The problem and the erected barriers preventing my access to healthcare, HIV specialized care and mental health care severed by providers and agent side to terminate services as an obvious condition unjustifiable that continues to violations of my rights that goes unaddressable, respectfully, sir. This statement here applies onto you and our history. The consequences at this point must be intentional and punitive actions being wielded against me by local actors involved in a hate conspiracy. That has been long exposed and as of the beginning of 2021 a provable condition of circumstances beyond a reasonable doubt. With my documented records carried into the view, it is self-evident. Someone needs to shine a light onto these matters. If no one will be the first to step forward to help me, I predict a fatal outcomes with what I consider as the digressive decline in my health and disease status. I have had no HIV healthcare in my life since Dr. Eric Shigeno improperly and illegally terminated my care in March of 2019. He ruled in favor of the doctor against me in my discrimination complaint that I processed on your site against Dr. Shigeno. At 1 p.m. today, I have my second COVID-19 vaccination. Noteworthy is the facts that the questionnaire and response process that is detailed into a need to receive healthcare considerations of accommodations that put into reactivation my rights of access to care as a person living with disability, these laws that are put into enforcement or else under these conditions month BT month into now over 2 years, the punishments that are incomprehensible still pointing to the conclusions I know exists. Again, sir, your future involvement in complaint will of course overrule me and my rights to life and liberty for the special interest hidden agenda to protect this hate conspiracy. Please save me the insult in a response of denial. Do not insult my intelligence to attempt continued strategic ignorance, a field defined I as agnotology, to say this conspiracy does not exist when it is still in full execution activity across our citizenry across this nation. I will die first than to lie or have to sit down and shut the fuck up to obtain continued connections to my healthcare services and providers. I am dead, dead, serious, sir. My turn CA public health appointment details. California COVID-19 vaccine scheduling and notifications. Your vaccination appointment is confirmed. Your appointment number is D76 Sunco 56. And an email has been sent to inthemindway@gmail.com. Appointment details. Appointment 1. Date and time. Tuesday, May 25, 2021, 1 p.m. Delta Pharmacy San Bernardino Moderna second dose. 1666 Medical Center Doctor Suite No. 1. First name. James. Last name. Driscoll. Date of birth. 1 September 1965. Mother or guardian's first name. Warnick. Gender. Male. Race. White. Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin. Not of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin. Email address. inthemindway@gmail.com. Mobile number. +19096584033. Home street address. 3260 Grande Vista. City. San Bernardino. Zip code. 92405. Do you have health coverage? Yes. Do you have Medicare or Medicaid? No. Primary carrier. Humana. Are you the primary policy holder? Yes. Medical record number or policy number. H62067981. Are you feeling sick today? No. Have you ever had an allergic reaction to, 1, component of the COVID-19 vaccine, including polyethylene glycol, PEG, which is found in some medications, such as laxatives and preparations for colonoscopy procedures, 2, polysorbate, 3, a previous dose of COVID-19 vaccine, this would include a severe allergic reaction, e.g., anaphylaxis, that required treatment with epinephrine or EpiPen or that caused you to go to the hospital. It would also include an allergic reaction that occurred within 4 hours that caused hives, swelling, or respiratory distress, including wheezing. No. Have you ever had an allergic reaction to another vaccine, other than COVID-19 vaccine, or an injectable medication? This would include a severe allergic reaction, e.g., anaphylaxis, that required treatment with epinephrine or EpiPen or that caused you to go to the hospital. It would also include an allergic reaction that occurred within 4 hours that caused hives, swelling, or respiratory distress, including wheezing. No. Have you ever had a severe allergic reaction, e.g., anaphylaxis, to something other than a component of the COVID-19 vaccine, polysorbate, or any vaccine or injectable medication? This would include food, pet, environmental, or oral medication allergies. No. Have you ever had a positive test for COVID-19 or has a doctor ever told you that you had COVID-19? No. Have you received passive antibody therapy, monoclonal antibodies or convalescent serum, as treatment for COVID-19? No. Do you have a weakened immune system caused by something such as HIV infection or cancer, or do you take immunosuppressive drugs or therapies? Yes. Do you have a bleeding disorder or are you taking a blood thinner? No. Are you pregnant or breastfeeding? No. State and federal non-discrimination laws require medical providers to make sure that people with disabilities have the same access to medical care as people without disabilities. Please let us know if you require one or more of the following accommodations at your vaccine appointment. Check as many as apply. I require accommodations not listed above. Is there anything else you would like us to know about the accommodations you are requesting? Please specify the accommodations required. There are two fields here that are restricted to 255 characters. Unacceptable. I need more space. Please specify. They are accommodations I am needing as a person with disabilities, HIV infected, unable to get doctor care. Call my mother 909-882-8759 TTO. Confirm I am in a life-threatening situation. Re my healthcare. Help. 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 Have you received your first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine? Yes. What to bring to your appointment? Please bring a form of documentation with your name and birth date on it. The name should match the name on your appointment confirmation. You do not need a government-issued ID to receive a vaccine. Examples of acceptable documentation include student ID, baptismal certificate, library card, rental agreement, utility bill, a real ID, state driver's license or identification card, passport, matricula consular, among others. Have questions? Our virtual assistant can help with your vaccine, registration and scheduling questions today. Click here to chat now. Having trouble? Don't have an email address or mobile phone? Call the CA COVID-19 hotline at 1-833-422-4255, MF 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., SASU 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., for assistance. COVID-19 Emergency Use Authorization, EUA, Fact Sheet. Give us feedback or report in IS. Official California State Government Website. California COVID-19 Vaccine Scheduling and Notifications. Please review the privacy policy. It was required to shorten each of the accommodation text field submission. This is further details that was composed at the first encounters of these options. This is in rough draft and not taken into completed corrections. There are two optional comment seals for requesting additional help. Both comments are restricted to 255 characters. Would you please call me on my mobile device 909-658-4033 when you get the attention of your immediate supervisor? There are two fields here that are restricted to 255 characters. Unacceptable. I need more space. These two fields are extremely important, please. They are accommodations I am eating as a person with disabilities. You can call my mother at 909-882-8759 this to confirm that I am in a life-threatening situation regarding my healthcare. And then the attention of the immediate supervisor out to the president of your organization or the director of your department if you are a public on organization, the top of the stack of everything that you can come to, and have that person email me after that person at your highest and reachable hand. Because I need Ashley this to go all the way up to the top of the United States Federal Department of Justice and perhaps the president of the United States of America to, cause this is in fact a matter of national security. I've already been into the FBI, the California Department of Justice, the County Sheriff's Department, San Bernardino Police Department. Absolutely nobody in a civil society has standing up for what is happening and has allowed me to carry on in a public view in this hash and has never concluded what this means. Hashtag HIV untreatable, that is present on Twitter, that is present on Facebook, that was present on LinkedIn and is present on YouTube. Everything I am publishing and posting and sharing is a true story. Would you please call me on my Mobike device 909-658-4033 when you get the attention of your immediate supervisor and then the attention of the immediate supervisor out to the president of your organization or the director of your department if you are a public on organization the top of the stack of everything that you can come to and have that person email me after that person at your highest and reachable hand. Because I need Ashley this to go all the way up to the top of the United States Federal Department of Justice and perhaps the President of the United States of America to cuz this is in fact a matter of national security. I've already been into the FBI, the California Department of Justice, the County Sheriff's Department, San Bernardino Police Department. Absolutely nobody in a civil society has standing up for what is happening and has allowed me to carry on in a public view in this hash and has never concluded what this means. Hashtag HIV untreatable that is present on Twitter, that is present on Facebook, that was present on LinkedIn and is present on YouTube. Everything I am publishing and posting and sharing is a true story. They are accommodations I am needing as a person with disabilities, HIV infected, unable to get doctor care. Call my mother 909-882-8759 TTO. Confirm I am in a life-threatening situation. Re my healthcare. Help. 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 On Sunday, May 23, 2021, 1:51 p.m. CA Department of Health. My turn underscore do not reply at cdph.ca.gov, wrote. And the last part of this is the picture that you all cannot oppress, dismiss and deny. The statements concludes on this latest RECIR to GCH findings on the subject surrounding gangstalking, which is a preconceived construct in my attempts to address those persons of medical care and other advocacy, not yet myself to have been exposed to the term gangstalking. An attempt to find a way to remedy by describing this as a life circumstance long-lasting and never terminating since 2005. The mention of this genre of hate and harassment concerns upon the conditions of my human life dynamics that has indeed detailed documented records put into my Live Life Journal web domain public storage since 2005, for my efforts to form community understanding and councils to resolve. I am met and confronted by the appearance of a big huge monster in Thai behaviors and unprofessional behaviors to not be able to have such a topic conversation. Pushed out the door and left to some other place. At this point, without law enforcements to be deployed against these activities crossed our entire nation, within natural law, that truthfully acknowledges and receives citizen, victims' complaints to process from targeted individuals of this gang-stalking phenomena, something foreseeable and wicked as cumulatively happening. There is a huge void of negatively impacting abuse specialty mental abuse contines. A status of civil society of inaccessible accountability and justice forms a mimetically active destruction of social trust. As this is not a coincidental but an intentional desig mimetic engineering. The society is put into a presence there are no consulates. Absolutely nowhere and no resource or group to find a receptive council to address these matters that need immediate controls to terminate and deconstruct the harming utility of this hate conspiracy. At Grew Up 2021. Great reasons us will unite peace. This is a more recent research findings paper on the subject of gangstalking. The statement that is made by the researchers of this paper are not confusing at all. The phenomenology of gangstalking is a real reality consideration and it is not a consideration mental disorder up psychosis or solution. And that statement is an absolute. Not only is gangstalking invalidated as real but the opposite has been invalidated as fate considerations. So you all who had perpetrated this strategic ignorance scheme in agronomy, drop your hate immediately and get on board with the solution. Get yourself into gear, pack up your things and leave this country now. You have created enough havoc and chaos. This country does not want you here. Leave this country alone from your hate agenda and bring back the peace at Senda that we all were used to immediately. Bring it your intention, make it known publicly that you are not and never s Wuhan you be willful agents of hate. A public declaration you must make the decrying what has happened. You will not allow hate to win. This a condition in whatever human endeavors and group collectives you find membership within. So be it to Teal Swan and move into the groove of peace everlasting. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gangstalking, mixed methods study. Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc, Gavin Brooks, PhD, and Daniel Hunt, PhD. Article information. JMed Internet Res. 2021 Mar. 23.3.E25722.PSR. Published online 2021 March 5. DOI 10.2196/25722. PMCID PMC 7980115. PMID 33,666,560. Monitoring editor Rita Kukovka. Reviewed by Jun Wen Tan. Please read the entire research findings paper online. This one is the killer of the conspiracy. Abstract. Background. Gangstalking is a novel persecutory belief system whereby those affected believe they are being followed, stalked, and harassed by a large number of people, often numbering in the thousands. The harassment is experienced as an accretion of innumerable individually benign acts such as people clearing their throat, muttering under their breath, or giving dirty looks as they pass on the street. Individuals affected by this belief system congregate in online fora to seek support, share experiences, and interact with other like-minded individuals. Such people identify themselves as targeted individuals. Results. The gangstalking forum served as a site of discursive contest between two opposing worldviews. One is that gangstalking is a widespread, insidious, and centrally coordinated system of persecution employing community members, figures of authority, and state actors. This was the dominant discourse in the study corpus. The opposing view is a medicalized discourse supporting gangstalking as a form of mental disorder. Contributors used linguistic practices such as presupposition, nominalization, and the use of specialized jargon to construct gangstalking as real and external to the individual affected. Although contributors generally rejected the notion that they were affected by mental disorder, in some instances, they did label others in the forum as impacted, affected by mental illness if their accounts were deemed to be too extreme or bizarre. Those affected demonstrated a concern with accumulating evidence to prove their position to incredulous others. Conclusions. The study found that contributors to the study corpus accomplished a number of tasks. They used linguistic practices to co-construct an internally coherent and systematized persecutory belief system. They advanced a position that gangstalking is real and contested the medicalizing discourse that gangstalking is a form of mental disorder. They supported one another by sharing similar experiences and providing encouragement and advice. Finally, they commiserated over the challenges of proving the existence of gangstalking. Keywords: internet, discourse analysis, psychosis, delusions, linguistics, language, online discourse, corpus linguistics, computer-mediated communication, schizophrenia, e-health. In closing, conclusions. This current referenced study finding statement goes to the reconciliations of the concluded reality that gangstalking is a form of actual intended abuse by the activity of others against targeted individuals. Further, that no other research findings have put into conclusions the construct that persons who identify themselves in these conditions as targeted individuals, the population is not suffering from a mental break apart from a reality just given. The falsified truth to be immediately corrected in all of society, persons who are targeted individuals of gangstalking are not suffering from paranoia or mass delusions. And of course you can always find a few examples of these that there are a few examples of people who are actually suffering from this condition. It's not that narrative and must be put into a corrective truth throughout all of this in the civil society or we are doomed. Poe.